Okay. Dalar Mabez, three lines down, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'overlif Ne'ateva. Okay. Now, we just have to review what the Mishnah said in order to understand the Gemara. So if you remember the Mishnah on Beis Avad Aleph at the very end, the Mishnah quoted Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda says that when do you stop saying Mashiva Ruach, when do you stop being Mazkir Geshamim? So you stop, he started with when do you start. You start on the last day of Sukkot, and you stop on the first day of Pesach, right? Mashiva Ruach, you start on the last day of Sukkot, and you stop on the first day of Pesach. Now how does it work, he said? So the Baal Shachris on the last day of Sukkot does not say Mashiva Ruach, right? But the Baal Musaf does say Mashiva Ruach, okay? And then Pesach, it's the opposite. The Baal Shacharis does say Mashiva Ruach, and the Baal Musaf does not say Mashiva Ruach, right? Is that clear? Right, so you're starting on the last day of Sukkot with Musaf, and you end the first day of Pesach with Shacharis. Okay, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Comes the Gemara. Zok the Halakha Gemara. Okay, and Dalar Mabez. Urim Minhu. So the Gemara asks Akasha from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Ad Mosai Shoalin Es Hagishamim. Until when do you ask for rain? Okay, until when do you ask for rain? Okay, so says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in the Bach just flips around Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. We'll read the Nusach of the Bach. It's in the little Os Aleph there. He says, Rabbi Meir Omer Ad Sheyetzei Nisan. So Rabbi Meir says that you ask for Geshamim until Nisan is over. Okay, meaning until not through Pesach. Nisan is over. Now you stop. Okay. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achi Yavor HaPesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't go all the way until the end of Nisan, you just go until the end of Pesach. Okay, so the mayor says you go to the end of Nisan, Rabbi Yehuda says you go until the end of Pesach. Okay, so now, this is a stira. Why is it a stira? Because in our Mishnah, what do we say? We say that you end on the first day of Pesach. Right, you end on the first day of Pesach. But here, in this Raisa, we're saying that you either go through Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda says you go through Pesach, Rabbi Meir is not a stira because he's a different opinion. He says you go through Nisan, but Rabbi Yehuda is a stira. Right? Rabbi Yehuda in our mission again says you end on the first day of Pesach. And here Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa is saying you go through Pesach. So which one is it? So says the Gemara, Rav Chista says, Lo Kasha, and probably some of you were thinking this, it's not a stira, why? Kan Lishol, Kan Lahaskir. One is talking about asking for rain, that's the same Talmud Matar, and one is talking about mentioning rain, which is Mashiva Ruach. Our Mishnah, which is talking about mentioning rain, Mashiva Ruach Moed HaGashem, so that you end on the first day of Pesach. But when we ask for rain, the same Talu Matar, that you're going to go through Pesach. Okay? That's Rav Chista's answer. Okay? And he explains, he elaborates, Mishal Sho'il V'Ozil, you ask and you go, meaning you continue to ask, meaning through Pesach. You continue to say the same Talu Matar, but lahaskir biyom tavarishon pasik. But when it comes to mentioning gevuros kishamim, so you stop on the first day of Pesach. Okay, so that's Rav Chista's answer to the stira. It's not a stira. Our Mishnah is talking about Mashiva Ruach, and that this Bryce is talking about the same Talu Matar. Two different halachos. Comes Ula and really does not like Rav Chista's answer. Amar Ula says Ula, how the Rav Chista, this answer of Rav Chista, kasha is so difficult. It's like vinegar on your teeth. And it's like smoke in your eyes. Okay? Basically, he didn't like it. Right? He didn't like this answer of Rav Chista. He says it's terrible. It's caustic. You know, the answer is so bad. It's caustic. It's like smoke burning in your eyes. Okay? Why? What's the problem with it? That wasn't enough. You have to really shtuch him. You got to shtuch him. Right? So why is this? Why is Rav Chista's answer so bad? So it says, Ula, questioning Rav Chista, he's talking about here the last day of Sukkot, okay? So the last day of Sukkot is a Yontif. Do you say the same Talmud Matar on Yontif? Do we say the same Talmud Matar on Yontif? No. The same Talmud Matar said it in which bracha? Baruch Aleinu. Right? Baruch Aleinu we only say during the week. We don't say on Yontif and Shabbos, okay? So says Ula, Uma b'makom she'eno shoel. On the last day of Sukkot, which is Yontif, you're not saying the same Talmud Matar. You're not asking for rain because it's a Yontif davening. You don't say the same Talmud Matar. Nevertheless, Mazkir, right? Nevertheless, you still mention Mashiva Ruach. Okay. Because again, Rabbi Yehuda says you begin saying Mashiva Ruach on the last day of Sukkot, right? So you're not saying the same Talmud Matar, but you are saying Mashiva Ruach. B'makom she'shoel. So on a day where you do say V'sein Talu Matar, okay, namely, Chol HaMoed Pesach. Chol HaMoed Pesach, we daven, right? Chol davening, we daven a weekday davening. So we are saying V'sein Talu Matar. Eino din sheyehei mazgir. Right? Isn't it logical that you should say Mashiv HaRuach? It's a Kav HaChomer. Right? If when we don't say V'sein Talu Matar, we say Mashiv HaRuach, okay, namely the last day of Sukkot. We're not saying V'sein Talu Matar yet. But yet we say Mashiv HaRuach. So certainly when we do say V'sein Talu Matar, namely Chol HaMoed Pesach, we're still saying, right, we're saying V'sein Talu Matar, so certainly you should be masker. Certainly you should say, you should mention Mashiv HaRuach. Okay? So I don't understand this answer of Rav Chista, who says it's not a stira, because Mashiv HaRuach, that ends on the first day of Pesach, but V'sein Talu Matar goes through. It doesn't make any sense. Because if you're saying Mashiv HaRuach when you don't say V'sein Talu Matar, certainly you should say Mashiv HaRuach when you do say V'sein Talu Matar. So Mashiv HaRuach should also go through Pesach. Like Chol HaMoed Pesach, you should not just be saying V'sein Talu Matar and not Mashiv HaRuach. Okay? So it's a Kav HaChomer. I see some blank stares. Right? You guys missed the Kav HaChomer? Shall I repeat it? Let me. Okay, so continues the Gemara. Ela Amar Ula. Rather, Ula says, no, I have to give a different answer to this stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Trei Tanoi Aliba Rabbi Yehuda. He says, no, it's two different Tanoim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, meaning there were two different versions in the Tanoim as to what Rabbi Yehuda said. Okay, so our Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda, meaning really we're equating being Maskir and being Shoel, we're equating V'sein Talu Matar and Mashiv HaRuach, okay, we're equating them. And our Mishnah says that you conclude both of them on the first day of Pesach. And the Braisa says, no, you conclude both of them you go through Pesach and you conclude after Pesach. Okay, so it's two different Tanoim, our Mishnah and the Braisa, two different Tanoim according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so that's Ula's answer. Rav Yosef comes and gives a different answer to the Stira. Rav Yosef says, "Mai ache yavor ha-Pesach." What does the Braisa mean when it says in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that you say that you're Shoel for Geshamim until Pesach is over? What does that mean, ache yavor ha-Pesach? It doesn't mean until Pesach is over. What does it mean? Ache yavor shliach tzibur rishon hayored biyom tov rishon shel Pesach. It means when the first shliach tzibur on the first day of Pesach is done, that's when you conclude. Okay, so it's a little bit of a dochek here. He's saying that you have to understand, you have to interpret that ache yavor ha-Pesach doesn't mean like we originally thought, until Pesach is done. It means until the first shliach tzibur of Pesach is done. The first shliach tzibur is the Baal Shacharis on the first day of Pesach. When he's done, that's when you conclude being Shoel Geshamim, and now you conclude everything. Mashiv HaRuach, you stop after the Baal Shacharis on the first day of Pesach, and V'sein Talu Matar also, you're going to stop. You're not going to say that through Chol HaMoed. Okay? It's a dochek, right? Yaakov finds this difficult. Fine. That's Rav Yosef's answer. Okay? Now, Abaye doesn't like that. Omele Abaye, so Abaye says, She'ela b'yom tov mi'ika. This is what, do we ask for rain on Yom Tov? Right? Again, when do we ask for rain? The same Talu Matar, in the Brach of Barei Chaleinu. So that means on Yom Tov, we're not saying Barei Chaleinu. So we're not saying the same Talu Matar. So how can you tell me that the Braisa, which says, until when do we ask for rain, says that means that we stop after the first the Baal Shacharis of the first day of Pesach, the Baal Shacharis is not saying V'sein Talu Matar. What is that supposed to mean? Right? So that doesn't make any sense. So Abaye, so that's Abaye's question on Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef answers him, Amar Le, in. Yes, no, we do ask for rain. Where do we ask for rain? In, Shoel, yes, we ask for it. Shoel Meturgaman, I'm sorry. In, Shoel Meturgaman. So he says, yes, the Meturgaman asks for rain. The Meturgaman says he asks for rain. Who's the Meturgaman? The Meturgaman was the translator, okay? And Rashi explains that the translator, what this means is that during the drasha, like the rabbi would mention something about rain, okay? So we're not saying, you're right, we're not asking for rain in the tefillah because we don't say Baruch Aleinu, we don't say V'sein Talu Matar, right? But what we are doing is that we are mentioning rain. The rabbi is mentioning rain in his drasha. The Meturgaman is repeating it, he's translating it, and that's where we have this concept of rain. But that's only at Shacharis, Musaf, we're not going to say anything anymore, right? We don't mention rain anymore. Asks the Gemara, V'chim, right? And this is really Abaye, I imagine, challenging Rav Yosef's answer. V'chim Meturgaman Shoel Davar She'enot Tzarech Letzibur. Would the Meturgaman, would the rabbi mention something that the Tzibur doesn't need? Meaning right now we're saying that this is not the appropriate time for V'sein Talu Matar. This is not the appropriate time for asking for rain. So why is the rabbi, why is the Meturgeman, asking for rain at this point? Okay, you know, it's nice that you just said the Meturgeman's doing it, but why is he doing it if that's not what the Tzibur needs right now? So rather, we're going to go with the clarification, with the answer of Ula. We're going to go with the answer. Mechavrta means the clarification or the answer of. Right, so rather, we're going to go with the answer of Ula. Okay, we're going to go with Ula's answer. As Ula, so what did Ula say again? That there are two Tanoim according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right, so Machlok is Tanoim. Our Mishnah has one opinion that Rabbi Yehuda said something, and the Braisa has a different opinion. Our Mishnah says until the first day of Pesach, the Braisa says through Pesach. Okay. Zog de Gemara Vayter, Rabba now presents another answer. Rabba, Amar Rabba says, Mayachi Yavor HaPesach, what does the Braisa mean in Rabbi Huda's opinion that you're Shoel for Geshem until Pesach is done? Says Rabba, Achi Yavor Zman Shchitas HaPesach. Where you say Mashiva Ruach through the time of the Shchita of the Korban Pesach, through the time of the Shchita of the Korban Pesach. Okay? So what does this mean? When is this? So Rashi points out that this is basically until Chatzos of Erev Pesach. Because if you remember that the Korban Pesach was actually brought on Erev Pesach. It was eaten the night of Pesach, but it was sacrificed and brought the day of Erev Pesach. So he says you actually stop saying Mashiva Ruach on Erev Pesach, right? Even before Pesach even begins. Okay? Fine. Okay, so that means that what? That means that at Mincha of Erev Pesach, according to Rav Yehuda, are you saying Mashiva Ruach? No. Because you stop at Chatzos, right? You stop at Chatzos. The Korban Pesach was brought around Chatzos, so you stop at Chatzos, and therefore at Mincha of Erev Pesach, you're already not saying Mashiva Ruach. You stop before Pesach. Okay? That's Rabba's approach. Ukitchilaso kein sofo. Okay? And at the beginning, and just like we have it at the beginning, that's how we have it at the end. That's how we have it at the end. What does that mean? Matchiloso mazkir afapisha eino shoel. Just like when we begin mentioning Mashiv Haruach, we begin even though we do not yet say Visein Talumatar, right? Because if you remember, right, we don't say Visein Talumatar until when? When do we start Visein Talumatar? Like December time. Mar Cheshvan, which we'll talk about, right? Okay? So just like in the beginning, we begin saying Mashiv Haruach well before we begin Visein Talumatar. Af sofo maskir. So too, at the end, when we stop saying Mashiva Ruach, so too, we're going to stop saying it, af api she'eno shoel. Right? So too, at the end, we're going to say it, even though we're not being shoel, even though we're not asking, we're not saying v'sein talumatar anymore. Okay? Right, so what comes out according to this is that I made a mistake earlier. What do we stop on Erev Pesach? We're stopping the Saint Talumatar. We're stopping the Saint Talumatar Erev Pesach. I said Mashiv Ruach by accident. But Erev Pesach we're stopping, right? So Erev Pesach we stop saying the Saint Talumatar, and when do we stop saying Mashiv Haruach? On the first day of Yontif, right? On the first day of Yontif after Shacharis, that's when we're going to stop saying Mashiv Haruach. So you see, just like in the beginning, we begin saying Mashiv Haruach before we begin saying V'sein Talumatar. So too, at the end, we stop saying V'sein Talumatar before we stop saying Mashiv Haruach. So Mashiv Haruach, you have a longer period where you're saying Mashiv Haruach in the beginning and on the end. Okay? Fine. Continues the Gemara. So Amar Le Abaye. So Abaye says, okay, let's evaluate this. Bishlama tchiloso mazkir. Okay? I'm just reading the Bach. Dehaskara, he just adds a dalet there. Dehaskara nami ritzui. Ritzui she'elahi. Dehaskara nami ritzui she'elahi. He says, I understand that we begin Mashiv Haruach first. Why? Because haskara, meaning mentioning Mashiv Haruach, is also a form of ritzui. What's ritzui? So Rashi explains ritzui basically is that before you start asking for something, you have to work up to it. You know, you have to work up to it. You have to first talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how great he is. Okay, it's lahavdil, when you want to ask, you know, your parents for something. So first you got to work them up, you know, mom and dad, you're great. You know, I always know that you always provide for me whenever I need something. You know, can I have $20 to go somewhere? Okay? You got to be smoother than that, I know, right? So, but it's essentially, what do? We first talk about how great they are, and then we ask for something. So too, lahavdil, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so first we mention Gvuros Keshamim, we mention Mashiv Ruach, and then we're going to ask for it. That makes sense. Okay? El Sofo, my Ritzo Sheila Ika. But at the end, why do we continue saying Mashiv Ruach past the Saint Talamata? Right? So Abayi says, I get starting Mashiv Ruach earlier, because you want to first talk about the Gvuros Keshamim before you start asking Hashem for the Geshem. But at the end, when you're stopping, why should you stop asking and then continue mentioning, continue to say Vashuruch? What's the logic in that? It doesn't make any sense. Ella mechavrta kid Ula. So rather, we're going to go back, and we're going back to Ula's answer. Again, what was Ula's answer? Ula's answer was that we have one Tana that says, Rabbi Yehuda says one thing, that you stop saying Mashiv Ruach and the same Tal Umatar on the first day of Pesach, and then we have another Tana who says that you go through Pesach. What? Why do other Amoraim keep offering different answers? I think what was wrong with that answer is because it's a little difficult to say that you have two texts from the time of the Tanaim that are reporting totally different things in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, right? So it's a little challenging. Yeah, I mean this is not an uncommon suggestion of the Gemara, but it's not necessarily ideal in the eyes of all the Amoraim. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Amar Ravasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha k'Rab Yehuda. So Ravasi says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Meaning, when do we begin saying Mashiv Ruach? We begin saying on the last day of Sukkis. When do we stop saying Mashiv Ruach? The first day of Pesach. Right? So that, but we paskin, essentially, we paskin that the first day of Sukkis, the last day of Sukkis, I'm sorry, we begin saying Mashiv Ruach. Amar le Rabzeir le Ravasi. So Rab Zera says to Ravasi, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this, that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? V'hatnan, but doesn't the Mishnah teach us, Bishlosha b'mar cheshvan, Shoalin es hageshamim, that we ask for rain, we begin asking for rain when? When do we begin saying V'sein Talumatar? On the third day of Mar Cheshvan. So now we, in Chutz La'aretz, do this like December 4th, whatever business, right? 4th or 5th, okay? We can explain that maybe another time. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't do that. In Eretz Yisrael, they start in Mar Cheshvan. Okay, by the way, you see that the name of the month is Mar Cheshvan. Right? Mar is not just a cutesy thing. Some people say, no, Mar is like, oh, because there's no Yontif, so it's very sweet. Right? But you see actually that it's considered part of the name. Right? It's considered part of the name. It's really part of the name. Okay? So he says that the Mishnah says, Bishlosha b'Mar Cheshvan Sho'alin Nesak HaShamim. You begin saying the same Talu Matar on the third day of Mar Cheshvan. Rabban Gamliel Omer b'Shivabo. Rabban Gamliel says that you begin saying the Saint Talmudar on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. Okay, so it's machlokes when you begin saying the Saint Talmudar in Eretz Yisrael, either the third day of Mar Cheshvan or the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. How do we paskin? The Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says halacha ki Rabban Gamliel. We paskin like Rabban Gamliel that you begin saying the Saint Talmudar on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. On the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. Okay, so now. So why is this Akasha? Why is this Akasha on Rabbi Yochanan? Because on the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan said we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, which sounds like we're starting Mashiv Ruach, and again, now, right in the Havamina, we're equating Mashiv Ruach and V'sein Talumatar, so we're starting everything on the last day of Sukkis, and now we're saying that you start V'sein Talumatar on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. So which one is it? So Amar Lei, so he responds to him, Gavra Agavra Karamis. You're asking Akasha from one Amora on the next? Meaning Rabbi Yehuda is the one who paskins Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and then Rabbi Elazar paskins like Rabban Gamliel. So how can you ask a question? It's from different people. You can't ask a stira, I said something and then Wolfish disagreed with me. Well, what is that supposed to mean? Right? If I made one statement and then I made a contradictory statement, you can ask that question. You contradicted yourself. But here it's not the same person contradicting himself, it's two different people. Rabbi Yochanan says we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and then we have a different opinion that says that we paskin like Rabbi Elazar about the same Talumatar. Okay? So that's one answer. That is, you can't ask a stira because it's not a stira. It's two different opinions. Iba yisema, right? Or you can say another alternative answer is lo kasha kan lisho kan lahazkir, right? We always come back to this answer that no, we're talking about two different things. We're talking about, one is talking about Mashiv Ruach. Mashiv Ruach, you begin on the last day of Sukkis. And the other one is talking about V'sein Talumatar. And that you begin in Mar Cheshvan. So it's not a stira. One is talking about Mashiv Ruach and one is talking about V'sein Talumatar. Okay? Asks the Gemara. V'ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'makom sheshoel mazkir. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that whenever you're asking, that's when you should mention? Whenever you're saying the same talumatar, that's when you should say mashiv haruach. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan seems to equate the two, and seems to say that whenever you're doing one, you got to be doing the other. So you can't just say that you begin mashiv haruach the last day of Sukkot and you begin the same talumatar in Mar Cheshvan. You can't do that because Rabbi Yochanan equates them. So says the Gemara, hahu lehafsaka itmar. No, there Rabbi Yochanan was only saying that when you end them, you conclude them both in the same day. You stop saying Mashiv HaRuach and the same Talamata on the same day, namely the first day of Pesach. But you begin them at different times. You can begin them at different times. Okay? Asks the Gemara, is that true? V'ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say, Hizchil lahazkir maschil lishol, that when you begin mentioning, when you begin saying Mashiv HaRuach, you should also begin to say the same Talumatar. Posak milisho, once you stop saying the same Talumatar, posak milahaskir, you should also stop saying Mashiv HaRuach. So you can't tell me that they're only the same for concluding, because here you see that even for beginning, Rabbi Yochanan equates them. He equates them across the board. When you begin one, you begin the other. When you conclude one, you conclude the other. Right? So it seems like both the beginning and the conclusion should be the same. Elolo kasha, so rather, how are we going to answer this tira? Halon halahu. One is talking about Bavel, and one is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Okay, what's the difference between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael? So says the Gemara, Maishna ledidon, according to us, meaning in Bavel, right, because this is the Talmud Bavli, right, remember? So according to us in Bavel, why are we different? The Islon peirei bedabra, because we have our fruits, our produce in the fields. Okay, so Rashi explains that at that time of year, in Bavel, okay, the whole Tishrei, their foods were in the fields. They would harvest the food and they would leave it out in the field. So the whole Tishrei, the produce is in the field, and therefore they don't want to mention, they don't want to say the same Talumatar until when? Until Cheshvan, right? Until Mar Cheshvan. Because the whole Tishrei, their food, their stuff is in the field. They don't want to daven for rain while their produce is all sitting in the field. It's going to get ruined. Okay, so in Bavel, their produce is in the field during Tishrei, so therefore they only say the same Talumatar starting in Mar Cheshvan. Okay, but when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, so in Eretz Yisrael, the Rashi explains in Eretz Yisrael that they actually harvest earlier. They harvest in Nisan. Okay, and already Tishrei, they're already collecting. So there's nothing left in the field by the time, you know, Sukkot comes around. So therefore, there's no problem. And in Eretz Yisrael, they begin saying the same Talumatar, you know, at the last day of Sukkot, just like they begin Mashiv HaRuach. Okay? So in Eretz Yisrael, they began saying the same Talumatar earlier because their stuff was not in the fields. Asks the Gemara, one second, but Lididhu Nami Islahu Oli Regalim. But what, so Yerushalayim, great, Eretz Yisrael, they don't have stuff in the fields, but what about the Oli Regalim? Keep in mind, in Eretz Yisrael, there was a lot of traffic Chol HaMoed time, right? Because everybody was going up to the Beis HaMikdash for Sukkot, and then after Sukkot, they were coming home. So if you're davening for rain, rain is not good while people are traveling, especially in those days, right? People are traveling by foot, by donkey, by whatever, right? By camel. You know, it's difficult to travel in the rain. So in Eretz Yisrael also, they should not ask for rain at the end of Sukkot because all the people are going to get stuck. So it says the Gemara, you're right. Ki kamar Rabbi Yochanan bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam. You're right. When Rabbi Yochanan said that in Eretz Yisrael they begin saying the same Talumatar, the last day of Sukkot, he meant when the Beis HaMikdash wasn't around. So the Beis HaMikdash is not around, so you don't have to worry about the Oli Regalim getting wet. There are no Oli Regalim. There's no Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So the Gemara says, oh, once you came to that answer, Hashad Asis Lahachi, once we've reached this point, once we've come to this answer that we can talk about when the Beis HaMikdash is not around, Hava Halidithu, then you can also answer the question as to the stira as follows. Maybe really they're both talking about Eretz Yisrael. Right? Maybe really both statements are talking about Eretz Yisrael. Okay? One of them you begin the same Talumatar after the last day of Sukkot, and one of them you begin in Mar Cheshvan. Why? Velo kasha, kam bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, kam bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. So if the Beis HaMikdash is around and you're worried about the Ole Regalim, so then in Eretz Yisrael they start saying the same Talumatar in Mar Cheshvan, when you don't have to worry anymore about the Ole Regalim. But if the Beis HaMikdash is around and we do have to worry about the Ole Regalim, so then we say the same Talumatar already the last day of Sukkot. Okay, so that would be the answer to the stira. Asks the Gemara. Okay, so now we're done with this little discussion. Okay, so let's just get to the Mishnah. I know it's taking a long time today because it's a little bit of detailed, even though it's short. think some guys got excited that it was short, but it's a little bit detailed. Okay? So continues the Gemara. Here we go. You ready? The anan de islan shrei yome hechi avdino. So we have 2 days of Yontif, right? We have 2 days of Yontif. We in Chutzlars have 2 days of Yontif. So when do we begin saying Mashiv Aruach? Meaning in Eretz Yisrael, it's very easy. The last day of Sukkot, you begin saying Mashiv Aruach at Musaf. When do we begin saying Mashiv Aruach? Which day? Of the last days. We have 2 last days. Right? So do we say it on the first last day of Sukkot? Meaning the 8th day of Sukkot? Or do we say it on the 9th day of Sukkot? Okay? So what do? So Hechi Avdinan. Omar Rav. So Rav says, Maschil b'musafin. So what you do is as follows. On Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, which is the first of the last days, right? Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, you begin saying Mashiv Aruach. Uposeik b'mincha arvis v'shachris. But then you don't say it mincha of the first day of Shmini Atzeres. You don't say it at Mariv of Simchas Torah. And you don't say it at Shachris of Simchas Torah. Why? Because again, keep in mind that there's a suffix. Maybe that day is, maybe the first day is Yontif. Maybe the second day is Yontif. Right? You don't know exactly which day is the right day. So you start at Musaf, but then you stop at Mincha, and Mincha Mariv and Shachris, and then you begin, and then you say it again at Musaf the next day. B'chozer b'Musaf, and you say it again at Musaf on the last day of Yontif. Amar lehu Shmuel, so Shmuel says to them, Puku v'amru leila Abba, right? Go out and say to Abba, right? My friend, right? Meaning this is ridiculous. He's saying, Achar she'asiso kodesh taseu chol. If you're saying Mashiv Aruach, that means that you believe it's Yontif. It's not Chol HaMoed, right? It's Yontif. So now you made it Yontif because you said Mashiv Aruach. And now at Mincha, you're not saying Mashiv Aruach. So how are you treating it at Mincha? At Mincha, you're treating it like a weekday, like Chol HaMoed. So which one is it? You can't make it Yontif. You can't establish it as Yontif because I'm saying Mashiv Aruach. It's Shmini Atzeres. And now Mincha, I'm not going to say Mashiv Aruach because maybe it's really Chol HaMoed still. Right? You can't do that. You can't flip-flop. You can't do that. Rather, Shmuel says, no, you do the following. Maskil b'musafin u'b'mincha. You say it at Musaf and Mincha of Shmini Atzeres. So that way, Shmini Atzeres, you're treating as Kodesh. You're treating it as Yontif. But then, once nightfall hits, so now it's a new day. Right? Now it's a new day. Now, uposek arvis or shachris. Don't say it. Don't say Mashiv Aruach at Mariv and Shachris of Simchas Torah. Right? Why? Because maybe Simchas Torah is really Shmini Atzeres. Maybe Simchas Torah is really the real Yontif. The chozer umatzchil b'musaf, and then you go back and you say it again at Musaf of Simchas Torah. Okay, so that's the opinion of Shmuel. Comes Rava, and Rava says, no, absolutely not. Rava Amar kevan shehischil shuv eino posik. Rava says this is ridiculous. Once you start saying Mashiv Ruach, you can't stop. So you start saying Mashiv Ruach Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, and that's it. You just continue going. Right? By the way, that's what we do. Right? We start saying Mashiv Aruach and Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, and we just say it through. V'chein Amar Rav Sheshes agrees. Kevan shehischil shuv ein haposik. Once you begin, you cannot stop anymore. Says the Gemara. Ve'af Rav Hadar Bey. Rav also was Chozer. Hadar and Chozer is the same thing, right? Rav was also Chozer. Rav retracted from his original statement. How do we know that? The Amar Rav Chananel. Amar Rav. Rav Chananel says in the name of Rav. Mona esrim ve'echad yom kiderach shemona asar yamim Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippurim. You count 21 days from Rosh Hashanah, just like you count from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Aseres Yimei Tshuva is 10 days, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So too, you start on Rosh Hashanah, you count 21 days, including Rosh Hashanah and the 21st day, umaskil, and then you begin on the 22nd day. You begin saying Mashiv Aruach, which is the day of Shmini Atzeres. Ve'kevan shehischil. Shuv ain't opposed. And once you start, you don't stop. Right? Once you start, you don't stop. V'hilchasa, and that's how we paskin, kevan sheyitzchil shuv ain't opposed. Then once you start saying Mashiv Aruach, you don't stop. Okay, Chera? I know that was a long amud, even though it was a short